Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Nun Beis, Zvachim 52b, pagination is 104. We'll start towards the end of the daf, three lines up from the bottom, Masnis in the new Mishnah. Chatos HaTzibur VeHayochid, the chatos of the public and of the private. A chatos, typically translated as a sin offering, something being brought for atonement of something done wrong. Elu hein chatos hatzibur. These are the chatos of the public. So, presumably, the chatos yochid, the individual's chatos, we don't have to discuss. That's a well-known thing. We're going to enumerate the chatos that are of a public nature. Rashi tells us that Elu hein chatos tzibur sha'anu tzrichem lahazkiram. These are the ones that we have to mention because we already mentioned chatos penimios, examples of the sin offering that were public, that were brought to the inner part of the Beis HaMikdash. Kvar nishnu. Those were learnt already. So what the Mishnah is really asking, without asking it, it's jumping straight into the answer, is Elu hein chatos hatzibur. If you're wondering, what do we still have to discuss on the topics of chatos tzibur? We already did that. No, there's still more. And here they are. Si'irei Rosh Chodeshim, the si'irim of Rosh Chodesh, Vishal Mo'ados, and those brought on the festivals. And the rule of these is as follows. Shechita son bat Tzafon, the Shechita is going to be in the north. We touched on how we know that. It's originally written by the Karban Ola, but we have a comparison to the Chatos, and from there to all Chataos. V'kibul daman b'chlisharas bat Tzafon, and the blood is accepted in the north. V'daman ta'un arba matanos al arba kiranos. And the blood has to be applied with four acts onto the four corners of the Mizbeach. We're talking about the large Mizbeach. And the Mishnah will explain how this is done, because the Mizbeach was fairly tall. And to be able to get even close to the Kronos, to that area, required some methodology. And indeed, we'll see that there were certain matanos that were done below the Chut HaSikra, a midline on the Mizbeach, and there were certain matanos that were done above the Chut HaSikra, above that midline, and there was a special ramp that extended from the main ramp and went around the Mizbeach. And by standing on that ramp, the Kohen was able to be above the midline and able to apply these matanos to the area of the horns, the kronos, that were on top of the Mizbeach. Ketzad, how did this work? Olo bakevesh upana lasoviv. He went up on the main ramp, and he turned to the soviv, to the ramp or platform that went around the Mizbeach. And he's going to go around to his right. So he's facing the boxy part of the Mizbeach. That's what he's facing from the ramp. And he's going to turn to his right. Rashi tells us, Kol pina shata pone yuderech yamin. It's honorable, proper to turn to your right. We have this principle in many areas. One of the most interesting is during Hakafis, with the Arba Minim, with the four species on Sukkis, in which it appears that the Chazan is leading the congregation by actually turning to his left. And people ask this question. It's very odd. But the truth is that what the Chazan does is that he turns around to face the congregation. And once he's facing the congregation, then he turns to his right. And that's that concept. he's turning to his right, and then he follows around the bima. So the Kohen is coming up on the ramp, which is in the Durim, the south side of the Mishkan. In our typical description, where you're walking in through the doors of the Mishkan and you're facing towards Meirav west, so Durim south is to your left, you're going up the ramp, which is in the Durim. That means you're going to be facing Tzafon north. And when you go to the right, to this platform that went around the Mizbeach, you were turning to the east. And the first corner that you're going to encounter is going to be the southeast corner. Uvanalo lekaren Deromis Mizrachis, southeast corner. And then Mizrachis Tzafonis, the northeast corner. Tzafonis Ma'aravis, the northwest corner. Ma'aravis Deromis, the southwest corner. And then you come down. Shiyori Hadama Yeshefa Chayesod Deromis, and he would pour the rest of the blood down by the foundation of the Mizbeach in the southern side. V'ne'echolim lefnim menakla'im, and the food of the Chatas would be eaten within the curtains. Kala'im, the curtains. And the Mefarshim point out that this particular perek of Mishnah is attributed directly to Moshe Rabbeinu. And as such, at his time, they had curtains, as opposed to later, when you deal with the Mishnayos that were authored after the second Beis HaMikdash, or started being authored in their text during the second Beis HaMikdash, they're going to reflect what was going on in the second Beis HaMikdash, which was stone. But our Mishnah states it the way it was in the Mishkan. Lefnim min ha-kalayim, inside the curtains, lezichrei kuhuna, to men of kuhuna, b'chol maichol, liyom v'laylo ad chatzos, and they would eat it. They had the day that it was brought, and that night until Chatzos to eat it. Rashi points out, Siyog Asu Chachamim LeTorah, that the fact that you could only eat it until Chatzos, halachic midnight, was a protection, because really a person would be able to eat it until halachic morning. Now, the question which we'd like to address is, as the Gemara says it, Hechi Ovid, what exactly was done when the Kohen applied this blood to the corner? Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar argued about this. Chadamar once said, Nosen amo elach va'amo elach, you had a certain liberty of where to apply it in the area of the corner. And the same way that the keren, the horn, protruded above the aron, one amo in each direction, so too further down where the Kohen was applying the blood, he would be allowed to do it that entire area that corresponded to the horn. V'chad Amar mechate v'yorek neged chudo shel keren. And the other opinion says that you have to do it literally on the corner. If we skip down, we have an expression which is the way the Rambam presents this. It's about 7 lines down into the wide. Mitzvah b'chuda. The mitzvah is to do it on the corner. Yavad ama elach va'ama elach leslan ba. But if you did it one ama to this side, one ama to that side, it would be okay. If a person was doing it one ama to this side or one ama to that side and not precisely on the corner, so then the question would be, do I do it on the first ama that I encounter, or can I turn the bend and do it on the next ama that I encounter, which is the next side of the Mizbeach. And it's probable that this question would be the same discussion as we had in, I believe it was literally the previous session, the discussion regarding Rashi, whether there's a concept, as Tosfos explains it, of Ein Ma'avirin al HaMitzvos, not to pass over a mitzvah opportunity, or is it only when there are two mitzvahs, and it's a question of which one I'm prioritizing, that you have Ein Ma'avirin al HaMitzvos, not to skip over one in favor of the other, because it's, the explanation is, it's an act of disrespect. But just passing one corner to do it on the very next corner, and that's just, for whatever reason, what he wanted to do, does that really make a difference or not? Is that important? So that would be a reasonable discussion point, but again, mitzvah b'chuda, the presentation over here, and the way the Rambam presents it in Maaseh HaKarbonos Hei Zayin, is keneged chuda, is the ideal and proper way to do it. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.